السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, we commence a new surah and a new chapter, Surah At-Takwir, chapter 81 of the Noble Quran. And today we will discuss verses 1 to verse 9. Let us recap and summarize our previous lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala said, O human being, analyze and study the food that Almighty Allah gives you. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. Allah Ta'ala says, we pour the water on them, the rain on them. I'm wet, I'm drenched now, because it started raining just before Zuhr Salat. And then I found an umbrella in the masjid. I asked whose umbrella. They said it is the masjid's umbrella. And the umbrella got holes also. So anyway, it's a Barkati umbrella. And then I brought it now here. So mashallah, every droplet of Almighty Allah is the mercy of Almighty Allah. So what do we read? Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. Ya Allah, every droplet of yours is a mercy, and we make shukr and we are grateful for it. And that is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith, hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. When the droplets touch you, you take your hand out, your finger out, and then when it continues raining like now, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make the rain beneficial rain. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. And then when the rain stops, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. It rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And if it's too much rain, then the hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Oh beloved Allah, send the rain around us and not upon us. Allahumma hawalayna alayna wa la alayna. And if you are in Somalia or places where there's no rain, very little rain, there's drought, there's famine, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recited this dua thrice, whilst on the minbar, on the pulpit, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah for rain. Then you see that we split the earth and we open the earth for you, for your vegetation, for your fruit, for your herbs. And then you see the seven different types of food. I explained everything in detail yesterday to you. And the incident of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu warda, and the senior Sahaba, radiyallahu anhu, and the youngster, Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, for whom Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made so much dua. He became Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. He became Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran. Passes away in the year 68 in Ta'if. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Rahimahullah, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, performs his janazah there in Ta'if. Allah blessed us with grain. Allah blessed us with grapes. Allah blessed us with cloves. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with olives and dates. And you see that the wonderful garden surrounded by trees. And Allah blessed us with fruits. That's the seven categories of food for human consumption. Wa abba, and the fodder for the animals. Mata'al lakum, and this is provision, sustenance for you. Wa li an'amikum, and your cattle. An'am refers to goat, sheep, cow, camel. So that is what we need to understand. But Allah draws our attention always to the one of the greatest events, and that is the Day of Justice. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ, and when the cry comes, the screaming comes, and people will go helter-skelter. The person will run away from his own siblings, his own parents, his spouses and children, those who are most beloved to us. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَدِيهِ. So that is what it means. What will be the condition of people that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, the day of reckoning? لِكُلِّ مَرِئٍ مِّنُهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَانٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every person from them on that day, his condition state will be yughni. He will become independent. Only worried about himself, yughni. He will disassociate himself with others. Nafsi, nafsi. Everyone, anbiya, prophets, messengers, ordinary people, mortals like me and you, nafsi, nafsi. Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, crying, begging, petitioning Allah. Ah, ummati, ummati. Allah Jalla Wala's message. Oh, my special servants. For you, my special mercy will envelope you. Ya ibadi, ya ibadi. La khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. For you, there is no fear. For you, there is no sadness and grief. Now, two categories of people. Wujuhun yawma'idhim musfira. There will be many, many people's faces on that day, meaning the anatomy and body. The face is mentioned, but the entire body is referred to and alluded to. It will be shining and glittering, musfira. You see, I just give you example now. Let's say, for example, 5 o'clock is sunrise. So when you perform your Fajr Salat, at 4:30, so the Hanafi time like, so remember that is called Isfar. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Asfiru bil Fajri fa innahu a'zamu lil ajri. That read your Fajr Salat during Isfar time, that is greater reward. So anyway, that the Hanafis use as their dalil and evidence. So I want to show you the word Isfar. Shining, brightening, and radiant it will be, these faces and people and their personalities. Dahikatum mustabshira. They will be laughing, mustabshira, giving glad tidings to one another. When you meet your beloved, how you embrace, how you congratulate, how you salute one another. We pass eternal success, eternal bliss, eternal prosperity. So that are the Ashabul Maymana, the people who receive the books of deeds in the right hand. Read now with me. We all have to become Maymans, and we have to receive the book of deeds in the right hand. Read. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Oh Allah, grant us our report, our book of deeds in our right hand. Once that happens, ulaika ashabul maymana, they are the successful ones who receive the book of deeds in the right hand. Those who received it in the left hand, وَهُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرًا. There will be many, many people. Take today, 8 billion people on Mother Earth, on this planet, 1 billion Muslims, if you just take round figures, and 7 billion non-Muslims. So what will happen? They will be in this situation. Allah, Allah, mahfazna, Allah, protect us. Allah, majirna min al-nar. وَهُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرًا. On their bodies, on their faces, there'll be dust everywhere. Meaning, disgrace and humiliation. تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرًا. تَرَهَقُهَا ظُلْمًا. The darkness will cover their faces. Today we see the kaleidoscope of people. We see the complexion of people. We see it in the gardens and so forth. One rain and the grass is green. The roses are red. The flowers are yellow, blue, green. And the variety and kaleidoscope of colors. Oh, human being, look at your languages. Look at your complexions. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Only Almighty Allah does that. And that day, perpetual and everlasting doom and gloom. Who are these people? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. They are the disbelievers, non-Muslims who are sane and mature. And al-fajara, if you're breaking up the words, كَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. They are the ones who went beyond the limits and boundaries. And they perpetrated, committed the major, major sins. And hence, every crime, there will be the suitable punishment for it. Today's lesson, Surah At-Takwir, Chapter 81, Makkiya, revealed in Makkah Mukarramah and surrounding, prior to the Hijrah and migration of Mufa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. And this surah was revealed right in the initial stages. If you look at Wahi, and you will find Surah Alaq, Iqra, Bismi, the first one to be revealed. Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, the last surah and chapter to be revealed, not last verse, last surah. So that is Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. So this is chapter number 7. Now take these 9 verses. Allah Ta'ala ek manzar khenchta hai kiyamat ki. Allah is describing vividly, clearly to us what will unfold on the day of justice. Everything is mentioned in the past tense. I'm sure I had breakfast this morning. I'm sure I had supper last night. So that is yaqeen, definite, certain. So Almighty Allah is informing human being, atheists and everybody else, the day of justice, the day of reckoning is approaching, and la rayba fiha, have absolutely no doubt in it. What will happen? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, who is very, very gracious, very merciful. Number one, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Suddenly, the sun will get wrapped up. You see the surah Takwir from this word. When you fold something up, you wrap something up, you take your fabric material, and you fold it up, you wrap it up, Allah will wrap up the sun, meaning no light, no luster, nothing. The whole solar system will fall to pieces, and nothing will come from the top. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ تَسَاقَطَتْ. And remember, the stars will start folding. In the night time, the ships, the people, travelers, they look at the stars, and then they get some guidance, and they get some direction. That day, وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, that انْكِدَار, تَسَاقَطَتْ, will start falling and dropping one by one, everything blasted to smatterings, and nothing will be left. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. So that is the stars now. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. The big, big mountains, Mount Everest, Mount Kilimanjaro, Himalaya mountains, our Table Mountain, all of them. When the mountains, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ أُزِيلَتْ. That when, I'm giving you the Arabic synonym so that you can understand, those who know some Arabic. The mountains will be moving, and then they will take the shape and the form of the cotton wool. Almighty Allah teaches us, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. You see flakes of wool just flying everywhere. So in Surah Al-Qari'ah, Chapter 101, Almighty Allah speaks of that. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. And remember that the mountains will be removed from where they are, and flying mountains, but the small, small flakes they will be. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. So before we translate this, this much Arabic you can understand. Look at Ishar with the Ayn. Ishar, Asher. Asher means 10. So this she-camel that is 10 months pregnant. And among the Arabs who know about camels and she-camels, a 10-month-old she-camel, remember, pregnant, was very, very precious. An asset that many of them just dreamt of, because it would bring something good and lot of milk and great, great benefit to the owner and the master. But on that day, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, وَإِذَا الْإِشَارُ أُطِّلَتْ, and when the she-camel that is 10 months pregnant, أُطِّلَتْ, will be left abandoned. You say December is coming, تَعْطِيل is holiday time. So أُطِّلَتْ from تَعْطِيل, which means it will be on holiday, abandoned, neglected. Nobody will bother about it, notwithstanding how expensive and precious it was initially. But that day, the day of horror, the day of terror, everyone shouting, we did yesterday's lesson. Yoma idin shanuhi yughni. Everyone shouting, Nafsi, Nafsi. Surah 3, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. Wala tughzina yawm al-qiyamah. Oh, our beloved Allah, do not disgrace us. Do not humiliate us on the day of justice. On the day of reckoning, ya Allah, qiyamah, people will be standing up from their graves or wherever they are, on the land or on the sand. They were cremated, haram, absolutely. They drowned, the bodies were not retrieved. Everybody will stand up. Hence, Qiyamah. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ أُطِّلَتْ, the 10-month-old she-camel will be abandoned. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, two translations. Wuhush, the normal translation will be the wild, wild animals. You go there to the Kruger Park. When you just enter, they will tell you, beware of the elephants. The elephants can capsize your car and your vehicle. You know how strong they are. So, and the lion can come from this corner and that corner. And you will see the cheetah and the leopards and what you will see. The tigers and what have you. And when the wild animals will be assembled, everybody will have to account. It's day of reckoning for human being, for jinn, for creation, reptiles, animals, everybody. But Jannat and paradise is only for me and you, O masterpiece, O human being, and it's for you, O jinn. So there's two creation. Almighty Allah gave us this freedom of choice. We can walk on the path of Rahman, the path of Almighty Allah, or walk and follow the path of Shaitan and Lucifer. So make up your mind which path you want to walk. When we choose the path of Rahman, we follow the path of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and we pass away with Iman, with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Allah Jalla Wala. Allah will enter us, admit us in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And people who follow the Satan, who's Lucifer, worms, fancies, and their base desires, eternal doom and gloom. And the jinnat as well. Jinnat, you get the believers and you get the non-Muslims. Minnal Muslimun wa minnal Qasitun. Quran says, Surah Jin, chapter 72. The Muslims and the zalims and oppressors. Wa ammal Qasituna fakanu li jahannama. As for the zalim, the oppressors, tenpot dictators and transgressors, among the jinn, they will be the fuel of the fire and hellfire. So that is Quran, Surah Jinn, chapter 72, so to show us this. So what will happen to the rest of the creation, the elephants, the tigers, the lions, the flies, the insects, all? So Almighty Allah will let justice prevail, that this animal had a horn, and the other animal did not have a horn. So the one with the horn, it oppressed the one without the horn. Allah will let the status go change. And the person, the animal without the horn, will have horn. You take your justice, because today is Yawmiddin, the day of justice. And once everything is done, settled, Allah will tell the creation, besides human being and beside jinn, kunu turaba, you are reduced to dust and sand, me and you. Allah loves us so much. Come to me, fafirru ilallah, rush to Almighty Allah. I will give you my jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Imagine. Wa idal biharu sujirat, we always learn that water will extinguish the fire. Day of justice, Almighty Allah states, wa idal biharu sujirat, suddenly the oceans, you will see the flames coming out, emanating from the oceans. وَتَحْتَ الْبَحْرِ نَارًا, hadith in Abu Dawood. Beneath the water and the oceans, you will see the fire. And today already, you see some countries it's happening. There they will tell you that they're analyzing, and flames and fire is beneath the water. So Almighty Allah showing us His Qudrat-e Kamila, absolute control, absolute majesty and sovereignty and authority. Suddenly, behind the plural of Bahrun. And there I told you, Wuhush, can two meanings, can refer to the people who are the wild people, the hooligans. You see World Cup and people behave like hooligans sometimes. So the hooligans will be gathered, people who behave just like animals. They don't know their entry from their exit. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So such people, we will call them Ulaika kal Ambalum adal. They're like animals, nay, worse than animals. That is what Quran is teaching us. So the fire and the flames will emerge from beneath the oceans. Wa idan nufusu zuwijat, and when humanity, all of them will be united. Now it will be one united nation. Not the United Nation there in New York and America, where they are totally divided on every issue almost. Yeah, everybody united, everybody worried and concerned. What will happen to me? Nafsi, nafsi. The Arab custom prior to the Miladun Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's auspicious honorable birth, they used to commit the crime of wa'ad. What is wa'ad? Wa'ad is infanticide. The wife gave birth to a daughter. So Allah describes the scene. I'll read it for you. Then when the daughter grew up, 2, 3, 4 years old, they'll say, Beti, daughter, come, we take you for a walk. And then they would dig up the grave, and then they will take the daughter and dump her in that grave. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa idha bushira ahaduhum bil unsa. When the glad tidings are given to them that the daughter is born, dhalla wajhuhu muswadda, their face becomes dark in complexion. Wa huwa kadhim, and is filled with anger and rage. Chapter 16, the B surah Nahal, verse 58. Yatawara min al-qawm, he goes away, hides away from the people. Min su'i ma bushira bi, the evil news has come to me. You go to India today, they go for gender testing, girl, then commit feticide, abort the baby. And Muslim countries also, some of them. And when the baby is born, give her some poison, kill her, murder her, infanticide. Ayumsikuhu ala hoon, must he keep this daughter with disgrace? Am yadussuhu fit turab, or push her into the grave and into the sand? Allah speaks, chapter 16, verse number 59. So the child, 1 year old, 6 months old, 2 years old, wa idal mawudatu su'ilat, and that innocent ma'asum daughter, she will be questioned, bi ayyi dhanbin qutilat, for which sin were you murdered? Today, my sister, you committed abortion. How many of our Muslim daughters, sisters have committed abortion? That child you murdered is murder in Islam, will come on day of Qiyamah and ask, oh ummi, oh mother, for what you killed me, what will you say? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Think about it. That is our Islam. They want to come teach us about human rights, but they allow abortion left, right, and center. They speak of animal rights, but they allow stunning just to make money. Islam is always the best. It taught us you had feticide haram, that is whilst the fetus is in the womb, and infanticide haram, abortion haram. That is our Islam. May Almighty Allah make our khatima ending on iman, and inshallah direct entry into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.